Hemmings and Condell, written by Martin Keady, directed by James Steventon. Proudly brought to you by Bamalam Productions. Part 2.
The Queen's men will be here soon. By now, they'll have rounded up all of Essex's sympathisers, and they'll surely come for us next. Doubtless having been informed of our performance for the rebels. When they do, what do we say? Oh, pray tell, John, what amuses you?
You, Will.
Me?
Yes, you, Will. The great Shakespeare. For the first time that I can remember, you are lost for words. Lost for lines.
Aye. 'Tis the first time.
I say we tell the truth.
The truth?
Aye, that we, the company, owed Southampton a debt and merely sought to discharge it.
And is that debt above the debt of loyalty we owe to the Queen? I think not. I say we stick to the money.
The money?
Aye, we say that we received a special commission, far in excess of what we would normally earn for a single performance, especially of an old play. Oh, the authorities all think that players are little better than whores. Well, let us act like whores and say that we did it for the money and no other reason.
Good idea, Henry. For once, let's profit from their prejudice.
Why not tell the truth, Will?
What do you mean, Bryant? In fact, what are you even doing here?
You gathered the whole company, and I have as much right to be here as any other member of the company. Now, I say again, why not tell the truth, Will?
What truth?
That you loved Southampton.
What?
I have read the sonnets you wrote in his honour. I know not if it was as a son or as a lover.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
You loved him, and that is why you have led us to our death.
I do not love Southampton. If I ever did love him, I don't love him now. Now I hate him for deceiving me.
You must have known what he was planning.
I did not. I knew that he was loyal to Essex. Everybody knew that. But I did not know that he was planning to start a rebellion the day after we performed for him. Had I known that, I never would have agreed to perform. Never! He misled me. He used my debt to him. A debt I had to discharge to make me do his bidding.
It must have been a considerable debt.
It was. And we all owed it.
I owe no man.
You owe Will. Without him, you would still be a tiler, or a carpenter, or whatever menial thing you were before you became a player. Working twice as hard to earn half as much.
Aye, and without a whorehouse next door to spend it in.
I've had enough of this. I'm going.
Where?
For a piss.
Where? In a whore's mouth?
We all owe Will. Without his plays, we would not be players. That is why his debt is our debt. And that is why we will stick together as a company. Not just a company of players, but a company of men.
Well said, John. Oh, gentlemen. Once again, I don't know what to say.
As part of the inquiry into the Earl of Essex's rebellion, the Lord Chief Justice orders you to appear before him.
All of us?
Choose one of your number to speak on your behalf.
I'll do it.
No, Will, you can't.
Why not?
Because your long-standing relationship with Southampton will only strengthen the suspicion that we were part of the rebellion.
He's right, Will. It's better that you don't mention Southampton and his patronage at all.
Someone else should speak for us.
I suggest Augustine.
Me? What? Why?
Well, because you're the most innocent-looking among us. In fact, you're the only innocent-looking one among us.
Tis true, Augustine. That is why you always play the hero.
Bolingbroke is no hero. And this is not a play. This is real.
You are the best equipped of all of us to play the role of spokesman, Augustine.
Aye. Don't worry, Augustine. We'll prepare you.
Aye. We'll stick to the money story. And I'll compose a few lines for you to say to the Lord Chief Justice, omitting all mention of Southampton. Perfect, Will.
Compose them well, Will. You have never written anything so important.
This is your statement, Mr. Phillips, on behalf of all of your company.
Yes, my lord.
Then you are a liar, as well as a traitor.
No, my lord.
You were part of the conspiracy against Her Majesty, weren't you? All of you.
No, my lord. We knew of no conspiracy.
Then why perform the play? Especially such an inflammatory play, the day before the rebellion.
As it says in my statement, my lord, we did it for the money. No other reason.
Well, you are a player, I suppose, and players a little more than whores. I can well believe that you would do anything for money. All right, Mr. Phillips. At the moment, there is no other evidence linking you and your company to the conspiracy. So for now, you are dismissed. Pending further inquiries.
Thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Very well. I have a message for you, Mr. Phillips.
For me, my lord?
That is what I said. There's no need to repeat it.
No, my lord. Sorry, my lord. Who is it from?
The Queen.
The Queen?
That is what I said. There's no need to repeat it.
Oh, my God.
Well, Augustine, what's the upshot?
The upshot is that we are not suspected of being part of the conspiracy.
Oh, you must have been quite a convincing witness, Augustine.
'Twas not me that convinced them, Will. 'Twas your testimony.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear it.
And so they were persuaded by the money story?
Aye, as you thought they would be.
Well, good.
Thank God we players are of such low repute. They never would have believed us otherwise.
What is it, Augustine? Why do you look so anxious?
Because we have received another commission.
What? From who?
From the Queen.
The Queen?
It's all in this note.
What is't, Will? What does it say?
It says Her Majesty desires that we perform for her.
What? When?
Tomorrow. The night before Southampton and Essex are executed.
What?
And what play, Will? Richard II.
Oh, no.
Complete with a dethroning scene.
I don't understand. Having banned it, why does the Queen want us to perform Richard II complete with the dethroning scene?
Because she wants revenge.
Revenge?
Aye. We will perform for her as we perform for the conspirators, and then we will be killed, just like the conspirators.
They're all out there waiting for us, even the Queen herself.
Oh, we should have fled.
Where to? The Queen has spies all over England, all over Europe. She would find us wherever we went.
Besides, if we ran away, it would only confirm their suspicions.
Exactly. We must go on.
Oh, I suppose we must. Right, company, gather round. I'd like to say a few words. First of all, I'd like to thank you and apologise to you.
What for, Will? You owe us no apology.
Nor explanation. I do. Unwittingly, perhaps carelessly, I have led us all to this point. If my fears have proved correct, then...
Quiet, Will.
What?
For once, you must be quiet.
Aye. Say nothing. Why?
For one thing, we are about to go on stage and must concentrate our minds. For another, You owe us nothing. And certainly not an apology.
I do.
No, you don't. As I've said before, 'tis we who owe you our careers, our lives.
If we lose them now, well, at least we have something to lose. Before we had nothing, Will. Or next to nothing.
That's right. Without you, Will, we'd all still be tiling walls or thatching roofs or selling fruit.
Or fish.
While waiting for a chance to act. Instead, here we are, about to perform for the Queen of England herself. That's something a mere grocer
or fishmonger
could only dream of. Take your positions, men. Tonight's performance is a special one. It may be our last performance together. So let us make it a memorable one.
One fit for a queen.
You always have to have the last word, don't you?
Tonight I do.
Earl John of Gaunt, time-honoured Lancaster, hast thou, according to thy oath and bond, brought hither Henry Hereford by bold? For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings, how some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed, some poisoned by their wives, some sleeping killed, all murdered. Henry, sorry. For within the hollow crown that rounds the mortal temples of the king keeps death his court.
I'll make a voyage to the Holy Land to wash this blood off from my guilty hand. March sadly after.
Well?
Well, what?
Did she like it?
Oh, honestly, Richard, you and your ego. How could that possibly matter now?
Because if she liked it, she may not kill us. That's why.
I think she liked it.
And because she likes it, everyone else has to as well.
Burbage.
For God's sake, don't keep her waiting. Get back on stage for your bow.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on.
Master Shakespeare?
Your Majesty.
Come here. Closer, beside my ear.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Fortunately for you, Master Shakespeare, I am a great admirer of your work.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. You're too kind.
I know. I enjoyed the play Master Shakespeare, but you will never perform it again with the dethroning scene while I am alive. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Majesty, of course.
Good. Oh, and one final thing.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I am Richard II. Know ye not that?
No, Your Majesty, I did not.
Well, I am. Essex thought he was Bolingbroke, the rebel who stole the crown, but I am Richard II. You may go.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you.
What did she say to you?
She said she enjoyed the play.
Yes.
But we're not to perform it again with the dethroning scene while she's alive.
Yes.
And then she said, I am Richard II. Know ye not that?
What? What did she mean?
We don't know. But we certainly wasn't going to ask. Now, I suggest we all exit immediately before she changes her mind and wants us all killed after all.
Agreed.
Oh, the night air ne'er smelled so sweet.
Indeed.
Oh, even I can't find the words to describe it.
Evening.
Good evening.
Was that a gallows they were carrying?
Yes, or at least the component parts.
They're obviously building it for Essex.
Aye, and Southampton.
But why here? Why not the tower?
Obviously, this is another show that the Queen wants to see for herself.
You know, Will, this would be a fitting subject matter for a play.
What would?
This. This night, this whole story.
Not in our lifetime.
And certainly not the Queen's.
True, but it is a great story. It has everything. Treason, rebellion, and most importantly, majesty.
'Tis a plot more fanciful than any I ever wrote.
Did you greet the ambassador?
Yes.
And give him the tour of the theatre?
Of course. By now I can do it in my sleep.
Patience, Henry. It's a small price to pay to keep in the king's favour. After all, he is our patron.
I know. I'm sorry.
How things change. 10 years ago, under Elizabeth, we almost lost our heads. Now, under James, everyone wants to shake our hands.
Well, not exactly. They just want to shake Will's hand. Oh, if only they knew what we'd overcome, John. For them to just be here, in this very theatre. We carted this place across the frozen river, in the depths of winter, risking life and no doubt limb, if Alan had have caught us. But no, they just want the hand that wrote Hamlet. Macbeth. Lear. Ah, speak of the old rogue. The ambassador would like to meet you afterwards, Will.
Oh, don't they all?
Will!
Oh, don't worry. I'll be at my most servile.
Good. Are you ready to go on?
After all this time, John, do you really need to ask me that?
No, I suppose not.
Good. Then don't.
Do you know, I think he's finally had enough of performing.
What? No. He'd never stop performing. He loves it too much.
We'll see.
Think ye see the very persons of our noble story as they were living. Think you see them great and followed with the general throng and sweat of 1,000 friends. Then, in a moment, see how soon this mightiness meets misery. And if you can be merry then, I'll say a man may weep upon his wedding day.
It's good to see and hear that you've still got the old magic.
Oh, it's not magic, it's hard work.
I told you, he's had enough of performing.
That damn cannon will make us all deaf.
It might do more than that.
What?
Look!
Where?
The roof!
Oh my God, it's on fire!
The whole place will go up. We've got to get everyone out immediately.
What's going on?
The roof's on fire.
What?
We've got to get out. And we've got to get the audience out too before they're burned alive. It must have been a stray piece of paper from the cannon that started it.
At least nobody was killed.
Only our hopes and dreams.
We'll rebuild it.
Will we?
Of course we will. We've already rebuilt it once after we carted it across the river.
We were young then.
We're still young, at least in spirit.
I'm not. I'm old, in body and spirit.
By the time we finished, it will be bigger, better, and most importantly, safer.
We can get a tiled roof.
Good idea. And no more cannons.
Definitely no more cannons.
And while the rebuilding's going on, we can negotiate a temporary lease at the Curtain or the Swan, just like we did when we first arrived here. We'll survive this. We've survived worse.
No!
What's wrong, Will? What is it?
We can't do it.
Do what?
Just survive. I'm tired of just surviving. I want to live. That's why I'm retiring.
What?
You heard me.
You're retiring from the stage.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew you'd had enough of performing.
It's understandable, Will.
I imagine you just want to concentrate on writing now.
No. I'm retiring from the stage completely.
What? Why?
Because I want to go home. My family are in Warwickshire and I want to see them again. Live with them again before they forget me completely. If they haven't already.
You want to leave now?
I know the timing's not ideal.
I'll say.
But I've been thinking about this for a while now. The fire's just confirmed that it's the right thing to do.
But now?
Don't worry. I won't go immediately. I'll wait until the globe's rebuilt before I return to Stratford.
That's something, I suppose.
But how will we survive without you?
You don't need me. Just my plays.
Really?
Yes, of course. They belong to the company, not to me.
What do you think, Henry?
Well, you and I already run the company. No offence, Will.
None taken. It's true. You do run it.
Well then, as long as we have the plays, we'll be all right.
You'll manage. I've no doubt of it. After all, you've always looked after me, not the other way round.
That's true.
I owe it all to you. With your ability to run the company, John, and your mastery of money, Henry, and with Richard continuing as your Hamlet, Lear, and Macbeth.
Don't forget Othello.
You'll make a fortune. And you'll only have to share it three ways, not four. So what do you think? Will you buy my share in the company? At a reduced price, of course, to help pay for the rebuilding.
We will.
Yes! Oh, thank you. Thank you all.
On strict condition that you don't go until we finish rebuilding.
Of course. I've already said that.
And that you oversee any new writers we have to employ.
I'll rewrite them if necessary. It's all yours, gentlemen. The globe is yours.
Will Shakespeare may no longer work here, but this is still his play and his theatre. So you will say his words, not your own. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Hemmings. Sorry, Mr. Hemmings.
Good. Now try it again.
But soft. What light through yonder...
Honestly, actors today have no respect for an author's words.
It is the...
Hello, Mr. Condell. I've got a message for you from Stratford.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Son!
Thank you, sir.
Which will be from Will explaining why he didn't come to London last month.
I hope he has a good excuse.
Envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's Will.
What's wrong with him? Is he ill?
No. He's dead.
What? Dead?
Yes.
If you'd like to just sit in down there, gentlemen, thank you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in memory of William Shakespeare, light of this parish and a well-respected man.
Apparently, he will be buried directly in front of the altar.
Well, that's appropriate.
How so?
Well, he always enjoyed being centre stage.
I still can't believe it.
I know. I can't either. Less than 2 months ago, we were sitting here celebrating his daughter's wedding.
It's not right.
What isn't?
The cause of death! Will survived fire, ice, plague, even becoming involved in a plot against the Queen. And then finally, a fever finishes him off.
I know. It was not a fitting end.
I'll never get used to wearing a mourning ring. I've been wearing it for months now, but it still makes me shudder every time I look at it. And it doesn't even fit! Last week, when I tried to hail a fellow in the street, it nearly flew off. If I had lost it, I'd have nothing to remember Will by.
Oh, here's a list of props we need, and here is the money to buy them. So, would you please stop complaining about Will's and rings and Will's rings long enough to do some work? After all, we still have a theatre to run.
Yes, Henry. Of course, Henry. Forgive me for mourning, Henry.
Good day, sir. How can I help you?
I would like to see a copy of Ben Jonson's works, please.
Excellent choice, sir. Allow me to show you one.
Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, sir. I'm the one who has to cart them about. It's just been published.
Really?
Oh, yes. And it says on the magnificent leather frontispiece, it contains all his plays from The Alchemist to Volpone. It is a remarkable book, sir. Historic, even.
Really? How so?
It is the first collection of plays by an English playwright. Did you know, sir, that incredible as it sounds, there is no law of ownership or possession for playwrights?
Is that so?
It is, and that's why most playwrights never publish their plays, because if they did, every other theatrical company in London would simply buy a copy and put on a production of their own.
Really? How remarkable.
The only copies of plays that were ever printed were unauthorised copies that were printed without the consent of the authors. Apparently, some printers resorted to bribing individual actors to regurgitate what they could remember of a play.
I imagine such copies must have been of poor quality.
Oh, they were terrible. They always read as if someone had reconstructed the plays from memory and in the process forgotten half their lines. That's why Mr. Jonson was so anxious to publish his own plays himself, to preserve them in all their glory. And I think you'll agree, he's done a fine job.
He has.
His collection of plays confirms his reputation as the preeminent English playwright.
Preeminent?
Indeed.
But what about Shakespeare?
Who?
William Shakespeare.
Oh, him. He hardly ranks alongside Mr. Jonson. Granted, he had a certain populist touch that allowed him to entertain the masses, but he lacked Mr. Jonson's rigorous classicism.
Do you have any of his plays?
Ooh, Shakespeare?
Yes.
Well, I may have something, but as I've explained, it almost certainly won't be of high quality.
That's all right. I'd still like to see it.
Aha! I knew I had something.
Oh my God.
2, 3, 4. Carry that over and then we've got to put that into the...
Oh my God! What on earth are you doing creeping up behind me like an assassin and then dropping a bomb on my desk?
It's not a bomb.
Well, it might as well have been, given the damage it's caused.
It's a book.
A book?
Yes.
Well, why are you throwing books around?
Read the front cover. Or should I say... the magnificent leather frontispiece, and you'll see why.
What?
Read it.
The works of Benjamin Jonson.
Big, isn't it?
Enormous.
I suppose it has to be, to accommodate all of Jonson's plays and his massive sense of self-worth. Apparently, it confirms his reputation as the preeminent English playwright.
What?
That's how he's being described.
But Will was an infinitely better writer.
I know that. We both know that. Anyone who's ever seen a Jonson play knows that. But will future generations? By contrast with Jonson's works, this is what will remain of Shakespeare.
What is it?
See for yourself.
The Tragical History of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark by William Shakespeare.
At the stall where I bought Jonson's book... that was all they had of Will's work. Read it.
What?
I have. In fact, allow me to read it to you, or at least some prize extracts. Oh, that this too sullied flesh should melt.
Ooh, ouch.
The play's the thing, wherein we'll catch the king and queen.
Oh my god.
And best, or rather worst of all, to be or not to be. Aye, there's the point.
What? That's...
If they can't get that right, they won't get anything right.
Ugh.
I can't bear it. After all we went through together, building the globe, rebuilding it after it burned down, surviving the plot against the queen, this trash, and trash like it, is all that will survive of Shakespeare? That's why we have to print the plays ourselves.
What?
Why not? If Johnson can print all of his plays, why can't we print all of Will's?
Because we don't even have copies of some of Will's plays, especially the early ones.
What? Why not?
Well, they must have been destroyed in the fire, or just lost over time. Most likely when we moved theatres. I mean, as for the plays we do have copies of, most of them are just old prompt books.
So?
So they've been scribbled on, and scribbled on again by successive prompters until they're virtually illegible.
Illegible?
Aye. Will could decipher them, but we can't. While he was still alive, it didn't matter if we had any queries about a play, especially an old one. We could just ask him, even if we had to wait until he visited London or we visited Stratford. But now, well, we can't ask him.
I'm sure that, given time, we could decipher these prompt books and prepare them for publication.
Are you joking?
No. Of course not.
It would take an age, John. Years, at least, especially when we've still got a theatre to run.
So? What are a few years compared with immortality?
Whose immortality? His or our own?
Why, his, of course.
The truth is that over the years we've probably paid more attention to preserving the company's props and costumes than we have Will's plays. Now the best that we can do is to print those plays that we have fair copies of, which is about half of them.
Half?
Well, that's still about 20 or so.
It's not enough. Half a Shakespeare is no Shakespeare at all. Half a Shakespeare is a Johnson or a Marlowe. We have to show the whole man, to show what one man is capable of. We have to do it.
Do what, John?
Print the plays. All the plays. With all the right words.
Are you mad? I've just told you we don't even have copies of some of the plays.
Then we'll find them. They must exist somewhere.
And where exactly do you propose looking for them?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere he ever lived. Everywhere he ever worked. And most importantly, everywhere he ever drank and laid his head. Or any other part of his anatomy. Then, when we've found the missing plays, we'll check them all to make sure that nothing has been added or omitted.
Oh, and how do you propose doing that?
By gathering together all the actors who ever appeared in a Shakespeare play, or at least those who are still alive, and going through their parts with them, line by line, to make sure that they're correct. And some of the actors would also have been employed as bookholders, or prompters, so we can get them to go through the prompt books to decipher all the notes and stage directions that have been added over the years. And of course, there is one actor who knows the plays, or at least the title roles, almost as well as Will himself. After all, Burbage always thought that they were his plays, not Will's.
Typical actor.
Finally, we just have to find someone to write a dedication. And who better than England's greatest living playwright? It's wonderful, Ben.
Yes, especially the line, he was not of an age, but for all time.
I suspect it's what I'll be best remembered for. I ought to have written a dedication in honor of you two.
What do you mean?
Well, Will may have written the plays, but you're the ones who found them, edited them, and then prepared them for publication.
It wasn't that difficult.
Not once we got started.
Gentlemen, you amaze me.
How so?
You make light of what you've done. But the truth is that most men wouldn't spend so much time, money, and effort publishing their own works, let alone someone else's.
I can't imagine that anyone would do it for me. So, why did you do it for Will?
Before we met Will, we were part-time actors, struggling to make a living.
Now we are part owners of the greatest theatre company in England.
Nay, the world!
He did so much for us.
This was the least we could do for him.
I suppose so.
Title page is ready. Would you like to see it?
Of course.
We don't want to leave anything to chance. Not now.
All right, there you go.
Mr. William Shakespeare's Comedies, Histories, and Tragedies. Published according to the true original copy.
There's no need to read it out loud.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, you forgot the date.
Today's date?
No. Just the year. 1623.
I'll add that for you now.
7 years from start to finish.
I know. I could hardly forget.
Still, what are a few years? Even 7. Compared with immortality.
Nothing at all, John. Nothing at all.
You have been listening to Hemmings and Condell, Part 2. Written by Martin Keady. Directed by James Stevenson. Starring Richard P. Peralta, James Stevenson, Becky Dewick, Catherine Rodden, Jacob Lander, Sapphire Brewer-Marchant, and Beth Lilly.